Okay, Mr. Cole, if you, this is Arizona Board of Executive Courtesy, would you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is John Thomas Carr, DOC number 051753.
Thank you so very much, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Courtesy for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, we were notified of this hearing back on December the 20th of 2018. Do you remember that notification, sir?
That's one of my questions that I wanted to ask Mr. Morse. I have never even had a face-to-face with Mr. Morse. My last
hearing... Wait a minute, come on, sir. We have a nice piece of paper where you signed, where you're supposed to be, where you should have signed, saying that this hearing was going to be held today, and that would have been dated December the 20th, 2018. You did not sign that, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. I was confused. Okay. That paper that I was going to be having this
hearing. That's all I'm asking right now.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so, okay, and on that piece of paper, we have a notification that stated, among other things, that you could obtain the licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Although you cannot see us today because we are operating by telephone, there are four board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. I want to introduce them to you by name so you'll know who's the board members that's present this afternoon. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Lee Kowalis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to conduct your hearing, sir. We also have in the room today with us the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Mr. Carr and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God or do you so affirm? Mr. Carr?
Absolutely, I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Okay, now, Mr. Carr, we indicate you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer, for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 25, 2018. And verbally directed on September 27, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, but she was under suspension from supervision. Now, Mrs. Carr, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay.
I have, yes.
Okay, now you have time to explain it in place too, but okay, but I'm going to move forward now, in as much as you say it's true. Based upon the admission of Mr. Carr, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second?
Agreed.
A motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Kowalis. Okay, now we are going into phase two of the hearing. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. At this time, we're going to get some background information on you, and once we get that information, then we're going to come back and talk to you, and then you can explain whatever you need to explain to the board, sir. So at this time, Honorable Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Carr was released from ADC custody on 2-2-2016. And arrested on 12-3-2018 by the Tucson Police Department on new felony charges of theft of means of transportation. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-12-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7-4-2045 with 39 abscond days. Current conviction, 1984, murder, first degree, life. Prior convictions, 1984, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 1984, commitment B, count one, murder, second degree, 18 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3-2. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, paroled on 1-11, arrested on new charges, found in violation. Continued on supervision with amended conditions on 11-11, arrested on a tech violation. VOC condition of positive UA found in violation, continued on supervision with same conditions. 513, arrested on tech violation, VOC condition failure to UA, revoked by VOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with drugs, weapons, violence, rioting, stalking, and indecent exposure noted. Other arrest, 1983, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Is a GB score of G1, V2, status of charges. As of 12/11/18, the case was dismissed.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, now we're back to you, Mr. Carr. As we look at your case supervision summary, we don't have too much information, but I do take note that you were approved to reside at 4045 North Orchard Road there in Tucson, apartment 253. Is that where you remain that while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
And who did you reside with? Was that your residence or someone else's residence, sir?
It was our residence with Carolyn Wright.
Okay, and who was Carolyn Wright? Who was that, sir?
She was my sponsor and my fiance.
Okay, sir. And did you have any employment? Did you have a job while you were out, sir?
Yes, I worked with American Carpenters.
Okay, so what kind of carpentry work you were doing, sir?
We built trusses and basically we just, I was stacking wood, but I was working toward becoming one of the guys that built the trusses for houses.
Okay, well that's a good job, and that's one that would be needed for the future, because still building some of the houses in the state of Arizona and outside of the state of Arizona. So we want to commend you for having employment, sir. Okay, now the next one is that deals with your UAs, and it seems to me that you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 UAs, and they test positive for marijuana. So what was that about, sir?
Well, Mr. DeFoy would testify that I have a medical card for a pot.
Okay. Do you show that to Mr. Turner?
I'm looking right now, sir.
Let me see if Mr. Turner's showing it. Not then, I guess we'll have to get Mr. Turner.
Mr. Carr, can you tell me when it was approved?
About, we could say a year ago.
So in 2017?
A year ago from today would be 18, right? Sir, would it?
Okay, so it was approved in 2018?
Okay.
His first violation again would have been January 8th, 2018. That would be the first one. So I'm assuming he either had a card at that time or he did not.
Okay, let me get to that page.
Yes, I had the card. Every time I was instructed to drop, I did.
Just hold on for a moment. Let's see what Mr. Turner has, and then you'll have a chance to explain your
opinion. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Yes, sir. This is your hearing. We're going to give you a chance to tell us anything you need to tell us, sir. We just want to get these preliminaries out the way up front.
Yes, sir.
I do notice that it does state that he has a medical marijuana card.
Okay, now let me just ask a question. This is just for my information and also to help me with this. If he has a medical marijuana card and he's presented it to his parole officer, does that mean that he could use marijuana?
Correct, but he would have not gotten a violation if it was approved. So the violation was prior to it being approved.
Okay, so I still need to call his PO on this one, I think.
I can tell you that, let's see. Okay. I've got a note on 424-2018 that the card was verified and approved.
424.
4/24/2018.
4/24/2018. But by then, he had already used marijuana four times, according to what we have. January the 8th, 2018, February the 6th, 2018, March the 8th, 2018, and March the 27th, 2018. All those were before March 24th, 2018, which means that he did not have a car, he had not shown the car to his parole officer before then.
He may have shown it, but it wasn't approved yet. I can't verify whether he had or had not shown it to his bureau. He would not have been allowed to use it until it was approved.
And so, how do we define approval? This is for me now, I'm not...
The only thing I can go by is that note, that it was approved on 4/24.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, would you see if you can help me get this parole officer, Mr. Torgoa, and that's the only thing we need to have, that it was legally approved, and then we can move on.
Let me see if I can find you a number.
Okay. Now we're gonna try to find the number that we're looking for.
I'm looking in our directory now.
Put this man here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you ready, sir?
Okay, yes, sir, go ahead.
The area code 520.
520.
868.
868.
8251.
8251.
That will be his desk phone.
Okay.
Okay, sir, would you just hold on? We wanna try to reach Mr. Tafoya, okay? Hello?
Yes, yes, sir, yes, sir. I didn't know he was talking to me. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please contact your long-distance provider.
Mr. Carr, you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
The number was provided to us.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please contact your long-distance provider. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please contact your long-distance provider.
Mr. Carr?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on, I'm just having a little difficulty for you.
Sure, Your Honor, take your time.
Conference.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please contact your long-distance provider. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please contact your long-distance provider.
Let's try the bar.
Hold on, Mr. Carr.
Yes.
It's, when I dial it, it's flipped the number by itself.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Quinones?
Conference.
Hello, this is John Tucson Pro.
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Committee. We're holding a hearing for Mr. Carr. We're trying to reach Mr. Tafoya.
Oh, okay, yeah, Mr. Tafoya. Mr. Tafoya is in the Pinal County office, sir.
So he's no longer with your office?
Well, he is. He transferred over to Pinal County.
Is this Mr. March?
Yes, this is Mr. March.
Well, he's the person with the lawyer.
Now, what we're trying to do, we're holding a hearing at this moment for Mr. Carr, and we're trying to see when Mr. Carr was approved for his marijuana car, for his medical marijuana car. We're trying to find that date that he was approved.
Okay, let me check his case notes right here, because usually when they have that card approved, the supervisor documents that into the notes here. So if you can give me a moment,
yes, sir.
I will check all that out for you.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
His number is 05.
Excuse me?
051753.
Okay. All right. John Carr. All right.
Sure, that's him.
Tell Mr. Wright is on 1/8/18 he had a positive for THC and was directed then to get a medical marijuana card.
But he wasn't violated.
So then I see a note on 3/8 where he was addressed on coping with his anger management other than using THC, as he does have a medical marijuana card. So somewhere between 1/18 and 3/8, he was approved a medical marijuana card.
But did he have it on 1/8? I guess it's
on 1/8, he did not have an approval.
Okay.
Sir?
Yes, sir. Sir?
Yeah, okay. I am looking at Mr. Carr's case notes right now, and it does look on 4/24 of 2018, he was approved to have a medical marijuana card.
Okay, now our parole officer, Mr. Turner, he's verified that he's in the room with us. He has his computer. But what I'm trying to do, because I want to be fair with Mr. Carr, but I want to make sure that I have the correct information. What I show on this warrant is that beginning on March the 8th of 2018, also on February the 6th, 2018, also on March the 8th, 2018, and March the 27th, 2018, he had a positive for marijuana, and I'm trying to make a determination that has his medical card been approved by then.
Well, the date it was approved, and this is the date that the senior parole officer verified it. He verified the the validity of the card on the 24th of April 2018. So any drug tests that were before that date, the tests were actually in violation, because he was not authorized to use medical marijuana at that time. On the 24th, he became eligible to use medical marijuana. So anything before that would have been a violation of his conditions of supervision.
Let me ask another question. So I'm just trying to make sure that
no problem.
I understand. Okay, I understand what you're saying there. But why did we violate him in June, July, and August if he had that marijuana card? Why is on this warrant he was violated, in addition to the earlier ones, January and March, he was violated on June the 11th,
of 2018, you're saying, right?
Uh-huh. August is 2018. As well as August the 6th, 2018. Why did they put this on the ruling? I guess is what I'm
saying. Well, you know, he shouldn't have been violated for that. I'll be honest with you about that. The only violation, I think, which occurred with Mr. Carr was he was an absconder.
Yeah. If I may, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner. Please stay on the line, Mr. Morris, but Mr. Turner, who is a senior parole officer who's worked in our office, he has some information as well. So, yes, sir, Mr. Turner.
Under the programming sanctions, it's showing you the results of the urinalysis testing. It's not actually saying that he violated. The only one that I can confirm there was a violation was the one in January. So that would be, if that was
in 2018, that would be considered a violation because he never was authorized to use medical marijuana at that point of the supervision.
But what I'm trying to make a determination in my mind is, was he authorized to use marijuana based upon the medical marijuana card on February the 6th, 2018?
No, he wasn't.
On March the 8th, 2018, as well as March the 27th, 2018. I want to be fair with you, and I want to be fair with all of us, and that's all. But I just want to make sure that this board can make an informed decision whether to revoke his community supervision or to continue him on supervision. And this is the one that I see where it's a little fuzzy. In my mind, where we are. That's all. That's the only reason I'm asking these questions. I just want to be a little.
I understand.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wright, may I address?
Yes, sir. Please do, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Carter, I'm basing my decision on, if you go to page 4, the comment made on 3-8-2018 by Robert DeFoya was that he had a medical marijuana card. I can't confirm or deny whether that was approved by a supervisor. What I can verify is that the UA on 1-8-18 was a violation, as he did not have a medical marijuana card and was directed if he wished to use medical marijuana to get one. There's no comment showing that there was an approval or on that until Mr. Settles made that comment on 4-23. But other documentation is referencing the medical marijuana card.
Okay. Board members, any other board members having any questions? Because we do need to move on. Any other board members? Yes, don't worry.
No, not questions. I just want to be clear on this. He wasn't violated for any of those. The bottom line is they could have violated him. They didn't. They were giving him a chance.
Correct.
Okay.
What is on the warrant is showing you the results that, and that UA, it did show a positive for THC.
Okay.
Whether or not he was other than one, the January one, whether or not he was authorized, I cannot tell you.
But he wasn't violated.
But he's not violated.
He's not violated.
It's just showing you the outcome of the UAs.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Board Chair.
Okay. Any other questions by board members as it relates to this? Anything else you want to clear up for us, Mr. Marsh, or you welcome to stay with us the rest of this year, and we've not completed it. But I was just trying to get that straight down in my mind.
No, that's okay, sir. I have a lot of things to do, but if you do need to contact me, I'll be available for any type of future comments that you need.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir.
You have a great day.
And you too. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, okay. Okay, board members. Okay, now, Mr. Carr, now you heard this discussion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I have.
On January 8th, 2018, you did not have an approved medical marijuana card. Is that true, sir? January 18th, 8th, rather. I'm just being technical there. January 8th, you did not. Well, it was approved, but it was approved by April the 24th.
Your Honor, I'm really not good on the dates. I know that when I went in, that they gave me the opportunity to get the card, and that's what I did. But in between that, the process, I didn't make records of it. I just trusted that it would be taken care of.
Well, for the future, you can't trust it wasn't going to be taken care of. You need to have records because that's the only thing that we can go on is what we have. We can't go on the...
Yes, sir, I see that now.
Not my memory or nothing else. Okay. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you another question, sir. General question. If you were sitting here where I'm sitting at the moment and the other three board members, give me a reason why you should not be revoked, sir.
Because I am struggling at the attempt to get off of parole, and I'm desperately wanting to go back home to Georgia, to Kentucky, where my family is. I have been since I've gotten on parole here in Arizona. It's a difficult process for me. And I'm swinging at the fences here. I'm doing whatever I can within my means, you know, to stay in compliance. It's a difficult process, and I would ask you to allow me to work through it, to continue to do what I know I can do to resolve this, you know.
Okay, let me ask another question. I know you say you don't keep all these dates in your mind, and I can understand that, okay. Let me just ask this question, and then one of the other board members, they can ask other questions. Okay. What we see on this warrant, on this allegation, brother, on the warrant, that you failed to report to your assigned parole, I believe officers should have been put in there, for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 25, 2018, as verbally directed on September 27, 2018. Did you report to your parole officer on October 25? Because you were verbally directed to do this on September the 27th, based on the warrant, and don't you, that's what's on this allegation and on the warrant.
I did not.
Then why didn't you, sir?
I had gotten into an argument with my fiance and Mr. Tafoya did. He had me on a monthly schedule, and I knew every month that I would see him, but I didn't. When I got into it, I was so concerned with getting a domestic. We had gotten an argument previously, and that's why I wanted Mr. Settles to verify that, and they had instructed me not to get a DV. And then once we got into the second argument, I know I should have reported what I was working through things, and it's nobody's fault but mine.
With all due respect, because you put me, I'm not speaking for any other board member, we all vote and think independent of each other, but you put me in a precarious situation. You did not report, if you had reported to your parole officer, then I would feel more comfortable, but you just didn't even report. I know you had other things on your mind, but when you are out on parole, that's the most important thing in the world.
You're right.
If I were out on parole, the most important thing to me would be to make sure that I did everything that my parole officer told me to do, because I would not want to be reincarcerated.
So absolutely.
That's what's being real. It's just one board member. I'm not speaking for any other of the other three board members, but you can come at me between a rock and a hard place. So
it was a matter of days before I was in the county, and matter of fact, I wasn't notified. I shouldn't have had to been notified. I should have remembered that date. But I got caught up in trying to do too much.
With all due respect, sir, and I respect everything that you said. As I say, I'm just going to stop talking myself. But you said you was caught up and you was doing too much. But you had been out for a long time then. I mean, by then, your mind should have been pretty clear at that time. It wasn't like you just got out a week or a month before then, but you had been out for a long time.
You
got out in 2016, if I read this correct, but you've been out for a long time. It's like you just got out, and that's what I can't understand. I mean,
dealing with a woman.
With a Because
you're just a woman.
That you're just in love with her. What was going on? I just, you know, just be honest with me as a board member. What was the really going on? Why would you jeopardize your freedom? Whether it was a woman or whether it was...
It was two women.
Well, that, well, I can understand that now. Now, you really... You really messed up there, so with two, man. Okay, I guess you never heard of anything called a blues, so you just, I don't know how you end up with two. Okay. Okay, sir, I'm going to be quiet, man. I'm going to let all the board members ask you a question. I'm going to start with Mr. Neal, and then I come to you, Mr. Kawan. Mr. Neal,
sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Carr.
Yes, Your Honor.
Unfortunately, my mind was in another galaxy when Mr. Turner read some of your prior history. When were you originally released on parole?
I was, we're going to say 2010.
Okay, since then, how many times have you been reinstated, violated and reinstated on parole?
I'd say this is a third.
The third time. Okay. Okay. I have to agree with Dr. Wright at that point. Since you've been out as long as you have, your mind should have been steadfast on making it to the parole office. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, Your Honor.
Honorable Mr. Coons.
Thank you, Honorable Board Chairman. Frankly, I had a variation of the same question, because I know that when Mr. Turner was reading the historical information near the end, it started talking about revocations, and it did start sounding like they were running into each other. And I thought, did this happen three times? So yes, Mr. Turner, thank you.
Yes, I need to make one correction or clarification. When I read the information I gave you, a release date of 2047, I believe.
Yes, sir.
He has a life sentence. Our computer does not recognize that, and I forgot to correct that before this morning. So he has a life sentence. He doesn't have an expiration of 2024. So it is a life sentence. No, the parole, he was released on parole in 2010. And then he was arrested in 11 on new charges. I'm not sure what happened with those. He was seen by the board and found in violation, but continued on supervision with amended conditions. 11 of 11, he was arrested on a tech violation, which was a VOEC condition of a positive UA. He was found in violation and again continued on supervision from the 2010 release with the same conditions. 5 of 13, he was arrested on a tech violation again by the VOEC for failure to UA, and then was revoked from the 2010 release. And then he was re-released 2-2 of 16.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
I apologize for the confusion.
No. That's not a
real problem. It's
kind of complicated, but thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kavanis, for asking the question. Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. Honorable Mr. Johnson.
So this is a parole revocation, not a community.
Correct. It is a parole revocation.
Okay. It's just this stuff. Okay. That's kind of throw us off.
Yeah. Well, it's not the parole up there. Yeah, I guess somehow we just didn't. Okay. Okay. Any other question about board members at this time for Mr. Carr? I'm sorry. Honorable Mr. Turner has something else to say.
I apologize. May I read one note from RMS for the record?
Yes, sir.
On 10/26/2018, Parole Officer March attempted to locate the offender as he had failed to report for his appointment on the 25th. He was informed by the offender's sponsor, Carolyn Ryder, that he no longer lived there and had not lived there for several weeks.
Yes, sir. Thanks for putting that in the record, because we do have that on the violation report. Thank you for including that in the record, sir. Okay, I don't see any other questions by board members at this time. Therefore, Mr. Carr, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, and you've probably gone through this before, since you've been before this board before, not about us, but the board members who were at that time. It will come to us at the end of your hearing. Therefore, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating itself. And following you making this statement, the board is going into discussion, make its determination. But you'll be on the phone during all of this time. But at this time, sir, we want to give you an opportunity to make your final argument, your final statement to this board, sir, as relates to this warrant, sir.
Well, first of all, thank you all for your time and your consideration. I did my best to try to clear, because there's so much confusion going on with this, but I did my best personally as best I could with the packet that I submitted to try to clear up. And this is the very thing that I've been dealing with since I've been put on parole. This board itself had denied me after I did 26 and a half years, and then I came back. I got a phone call from my PO, I mean from my counselor. They said that the board was on the phone, and upon speaking to the board, they said, if you give us an address here in Arizona, we will give you a release. Now, I had an interstate compact to go home. So, but given that opportunity, I took it, and I've been struggling ever since. And I've noticed that it always says I have one murder, two murders, three. This one case is one case. It's one case. I was offered a plea bargain of 18 and a half years, and I took it. Ignorantly, I signed. Right behind signing the plea bargain of 18 years, I signed to appeal, not knowing anything of the law, didn't apply for anything. I was brought back close to a year later and then forced to go to trial, mind you. I never wanted to go to trial. I thought, and I trusted the system to know that what was going on wasn't right, or was right, and right enough to give me the sentence that I had. And before I knew it, I was standing in front of a judge being sentenced to 25 years to life. Now, I've done a lot of time in this system, and I'm doing my best to work my way through it. But I would say at this point, whatever this board, all the respectable the judges here, whatever you decide in my case in this regard, I will continue to work hard and try to make the best for myself and the best out of this situation. I trust you in your judgment, and I would ask that you have understanding and mercy on me. That's it. Okay.
Thank you so very much. At this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and following this discussion, the board will make this decision. But as we say, we do operate under the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. And with that being said, we want you to stay on the phone. We want you to listen. We won't do anything behind closed doors. Okay, board members, this is a very interesting situation. Mr. Carr, the board name discussion, Mr. Carr has a very interesting situation. If we had not had these other situations in the past, beginning, I believe, in 2010, it would be a little easier. Because one of the things, I just don't like for the board to be placed in a precarious situation. The board is being looked at every time we make a decision, especially with someone who's attempted murder or murder. And here we are with Mr. Carney. I don't know why, as he said, it was because of his relationships with females. And I made it clear because he said it was two. And his mind, these are my words now, his mind just wasn't quite clear at that point, and he missed the violation. Despite all the rest of it that I discussed, and I should not have brought in the
marijuana and marijuana caught, but we're here because he did not report to his parole officer. That's the reason that he was brought before this board at this particular time. That's the allegation that we have. He admits himself that he did not report on October 25, 2018. And he did not dispute the fact that he had been verbally directed to do that on September 27, 2018. And at this particular moment, I'm not in favor of a release, but I am prepared to listen to other board members, and I can be persuaded otherwise, but at this particular time, I'm not. Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Wright. My concern is when we're confronted with an individual wanting another chance, when there's, and I think if I, when my math is correct, this would be like the sixth chance. And I'm just not comfortable with such a serious sentence. I think sooner or later it starts reflecting poorly on the board's judgment. But again, we all vote independently, and that is my opinion. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much. Anything to add, Mr. Neal?
Well, I would have to agree with Mr. Kiwanis. It's troublesome. The number of times that Mr. Carter has been violated and revoked and or violated and returned to community supervision and then finally, after several times revoked, he's back out on parole, and the pattern is starting to reappear. And with that, I'm not comfortable with the return to parole status at this time.
Thank you, sir. Honorable Mr. Johnson,
I agree.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion which I'm sure that Mr. Carter would not be happy. My motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W3228, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections through Mr. Turner, as well as through Mr. Marsh. Information found in the warrant and that have been discussed and previous history that's been brought to the attention of the board. And my motion is going to be to revoke his parole at this time.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, T.T. Wright, seconded, I believe, by Mr. Neal. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Sir, Mr. Carter, your parole has been revoked. However, at some point, you will be certified by the Department of Corrections to appear before this board again. We do not have that date, and that will be determined by the Department of Corrections and whatever process they go through to make that determination. This way, in your hearing, so we wish you the best. Sorry that it turned out this way, but we wish you the best, and the board will be looking forward to discussing this with you again sometime in the future. Thank you, sir.
And your thank hearing. You for your time, you all.
And your hearing is over, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, put the seal through back on, sir, please.
Yes, sir.